So tell us the thing about going wrong with your car or in the past. We've all had crappy things happen to our car and we're kind of embarrassed by it. Let's go to Brandy. Brandy, go ahead.
Okay, so in order to get in my car and actually crank it, I have to take the middle console out and put the key in the little key, I guess, pocket in order to crank the car. And I can't lock my doors now because if I lock my daggone doors, the alarm goes off every time I try to get in and I have to crank the car really fast.
I know what you're talking about. That happened to me with my test, like the fob will die. Sometimes it will only sense. Jason told me that.
Yeah, because it happened with me. If you have... Well, first of all, did you know in most fobs, you can click a button and pull the key out?
Yes.
A lot of people don't know that. Yeah. But in Jared's case, he didn't have that, and I didn't have that in my wife's car. If you look online, you put it by the console, and then it'll start if your battery runs out. Sorry, is your battery possibly out?
On the fob?
Yeah.
I think the whole key program thing messed up because I replaced the battery, and it would not work.
Yeah.
Now there is. Oh no, you're right. You have an unlock mode. Because I had that problem too, where I was leaving the key fob in where she's staying. Mm-hmm. You open your car, and then the alarm goes off, and you're like, and it's so you're just embarrassed.
Yeah. What if she put the battery in right?
Yes, I put it in two different ways. I put it in right.
I don't think you did. Because that's a classic thing when the battery runs out or is not in right to do that. And like you just said, Jared, the car alarm will go off.
Yeah.
Well, that's what it did for her.
Yeah. You have another fob?
I do not.
Yeah, that's the problem. Mm-hmm. And then if you deprogram that one, you can't reprogram it. And you have nothing.
We see how responsible she is.
Being rude for.
I am not. And let me tell y'all, when this first happened, I was somewhere and I didn't have any service, so I could not Google anything on my phone.
Oh no!
And I had to get someone to take me way down the road so I could get some service to call someone or get some service to Google something.
No, I took an Uber from work to go get my key fob battery changed. And Jason, like, you know, you can just put your just key fob in this one place and it works. I'm like
so?
And I like spending $50 on an Uber right in the middle of the day for no reason. All right, Brandy, thank you. We're talking about bad things that have happened to your car. Let's go to Stephanie. Stephanie, go ahead.
Hi. So one thing with my car, my fuel pump went out. So we had to take a line from the battery, or from the fuel pump to the front of the car and run it down the side of the car. And every time I had to drive my car, I would have to pop the hood and tap the wire on the battery to get the fuel pump.
Then
my ignition switch went out. So I went to Walmart or Lowe's or one of those places and got one of those little push buttons. So I actually turned my old car into a push start. I took some wires and ran it to the battery and underneath my steering wheel and turned it into a push start car. And it was a 2007.
You know a lot about cars.
Yeah. How many cars
my
have you hot wired?
Me very well.
Yeah. Yeah. She lost me at
we
fuel
won't
pump.
Talk about the hot wiring on the radio.
Yeah, you already are. So your dad was a car thief, allegedly? Is that what you're saying?
Maybe not.
All right. Thank you. And then, you know, then you realize when stuff like that happens, how often you're in and out of your car.
Yes.
You have to pop the hood. Yes. Oh, it's so annoying.
And it was so embarrassing. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. It was so embarrassing. Everybody watched me pop my hood, tap a wire, and I'm like, I'm surprised no one called the cops on me.
Yeah.
You know, this sounds fancy, but I remember I had gotten back from a mission from South Africa, and my brother, he was like, Dad bought a Mercedes. I'm like, oh, heck yeah.
Oh.
I'm like, things must have been good. Well, Jared was gone. Elder Pike was gone. And I go, and it's a pea green Mercedes.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
It was old.
Such a hot
the
color.
The hubcaps were pea green with the Mercedes emblem.
It had
like this, it was like the most ghetto Mercedes I've ever seen in my life. I mean, it was just like janky as all get out. And it was a diesel.
Mm.
And then something was wrong with the diesel, and there's something loose in the diesel. So every morning, first of all, you'd have to heat the car up. The car had to be heated up. Like, you had to turn this thing on, and this wire, it was like a thing on the monitor, the dashboard, that would show the coil, and it would let you know, now you could start it. And then if it had a problem, my dad had, like, this stick, because the thing that it came with to keep the hood open broke. So he had, like, this wooden pole that he'd put in every morning, so he had to, like, jiggle something in the engine to get it started. I'm like, this sucks.
Yeah, what a pain.
It's like the most embarrassing Mercedes ever.
Yeah.
I'd rather have like a bicycle.
Don't right. drive me to work.
Yeah.
Don't drive me to school in that.
Definitely was like, drive me off early. Let's go to Timothy. Timothy, what's going on with your car?
So I had a older Jeep, and there was something wrong with the door latch. And so when I went to go close it one day, it wouldn't close, and it would just hang down. and I really needed to go to work, so I just ratchet strapped the top of the door to the car.
To strap the door in.
I like it.
How'd you get out? Like Dukes of Hazzard?
I would either Dukes of Hazzard it out the driver's side, or I would climb over the center console out the passenger side.
Oh, that's a pain.
Like, why are you getting out that side?
I don't know why, but I picture you, but maybe I shouldn't, but I picture you in a suit. Like trying to do that every day.
Yeah, it's like a stick shift. It's like ripping your pants open.
Where's my briefcase?
You've got to get out the passenger side. Thank you, Timothy, with your strap-on car.